and read them and weep. That would be another win for me. Thank you. You both seriously need to learn how to play this card game correctly. Believe me, I love having it easy, but the two of you, I'm pretty sure children would have given me more of a challenge.
Yeah, well, I'll work on my card skills, and if we're lucky, you'll do some work on your entire personality. I'm going to sleep. The couch in the other room is calling my name. Good luck with her. You'll need it.
God, what a... Forget it. Not worth the time. Well, it seems like we're all alone, you and I. We are the last two people still awake at this house party. Can't tell whose luck is worst, honestly. Well, obviously you don't want to be here with me any more than I want to be here with you. Why did you even bother playing that stupid game with me? We both have a pretty clear distaste for each other. Wow, you're terrible at speaking. Do you mumble and trip on your words all the time, or is it just with me? I'm sure it's just me. Yeah, only me. Because you have a giant crush on me, and you're horrified of saying something that might reveal that. Oh my god, the look on your face right now! You are just... Oh, that was so good. Oh, no, please. Don't stop denying it. The way your voice shakes every time you say no is really convincing. Wow, I think you almost got out a full sentence that time. Here, I'll make it even easier for you. I'll just come sit right in front of you. Then we can hear every word you say even easier. Now try again. Tell me you don't have a crush on me. Hey, where do you think you're going? I didn't say you could leave. Don't you want to spend more time with your crush? Come on, one more game, one more! Oh, no, not that stupid card game. I actually wanted to have some fun this time. Oh, I got it! Truth or Dare. Oh, yes, we are! We are still playing Truth or Dare. It's a classic party game, and another great way for me to embarrass you. Fine. In exchange for you staying and playing Truth or Dare, I will offer you one concession. If you play until I deem the game over, I will stop making fun of you for the crush you have on me. I mean, yeah, I might believe you if you even managed to say that without stuttering through every word. All right, I'll stop. For now. Come on, sit back down next to me. Yes, next to me. There are people sleeping, and I don't want to wake them up and interrupting us. Come on, ready. Now, was that so terrible? Of course not. You're going first. Truth or dare? Oh. I have to say, I'm surprised. I honestly thought you'd be the kind of person to just do truths all the time. Well, as a dare, finish your drink. Well, it was between that and having you massage my legs, but I thought I might just save that for later. Yes, well done. I'll take a dare. I'm sure you'll be able to think about something entertaining. Oh, you totally stole that! I didn't say no. I'm just saying that a shoulder rub is pretty close to a leg massage. Let me just get behind you and... Hey, how about another dare? Take your shirt off. You hurt me. It might feel better if you do. Oh, and I'll take a truth. You have some really tense shoulders, you know that? You should try to relax more. And to answer your question, do you remember that guy that bumped into me when we were playing cards? Yeah, he's my least favorite person. He and his sister, I mean, they're both just... Ugh. I feel sick just thinking about either of them. Well, I may bully and torment you, and believe me, I too much enjoy doing so, but there are lines you don't cross. And those two, they loved crossing lines and stepping on everybody's toes. Yeah, she and I were friends for a while. And I made the horrible mistake of dating her brother. He cheated on me, which was bad enough. But his sister was practically a professional homewrecker. And all around, she was just a terrible person, even to her friends. Eventually, I just got them both out. I'm way better off without them in my life. Anyway, enough of that. Happy thoughts now. Truth or dare? Truth it is. Let's see. Well, this should be fun. The party pretty much ended a few hours ago. Almost everyone left when the music stopped. Why did you stay? That wasn't the answer I was expecting. I don't know. I kind of just thought you would say that you drank too much and didn't want to drive. Not that you didn't want to go home and be alone. I just don't know how to react, I guess. Don't you have, like, roommates or some friends or family? Still feel lonely, huh? Well, for what it's worth, I'm sorry you feel like that. You don't deserve to. Yeah, sure. I'll do a truth. What's your question? I'm not trying to be nice to you. It just sounds like you're having a rough time, and I'm not trying to make it worse. Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, if you want to know, it's because I don't dislike you. In fact, I very much do like you, just as you are. I mean, obviously, you noticed as soon as everyone else was gone, and it was just you and me. What happened? I started being a little nicer to you. Or gentle. I don't know what it is about you, but when I see you, it makes me feel different. And for a long time, I didn't like the feeling I got when I saw you. My stomach got all up in knots, and I couldn't take my eyes off you. I felt sick, and it was your fault. Nobody else makes me feel like that. And when we first, well, I suppose you could say met, but it was really just me pushing you around. I was so obsessed with being tough and being this mean and untouchable person. I was so desperate to be strong because I knew who weak I really was. Well, I don't want that anymore. I don't want to be strong when I'm with you. I don't want to be untouchable. And I don't want to be alone. You want me to ask you truth or dare? Fine. Truth or dare. You chose truth. Okay. Well, how about... You want me to ask you who you have a crush on? Listen, I don't want to know who she is or how much better she would be for you. I get that I probably deserve some payback for teasing you about it all night, but I really can't handle it right now and... Okay, okay. Who is she? Yeah, whatever. I know that's not how the game works, but I swear if you keep teasing me like this, I'm going to... Don't mess with me. I'm being serious. So are you? Dare. Yes, I'm telling you that I'm doing a dare, and if you got a problem with... Oh, what the hell with it? Just kiss me. Will you try to let me make up for it all? I've done so much to hurt you, and I desperately want to make up for it all, if you'll let me. I don't care what people will say or what they'll think of me. I want to be with you. I want to do everything to make you happy. It is a lot and it's very sudden, but I love you. And I've been waiting so, so very long to tell you that. I think it's time we ended our night. I've got a spare bedroom waiting for me upstairs. I feel like we could, share. Don't you make fun of me. You can go find a spot on the floor if you wanted to be like that. All right. Come on then, follow me. It's time for bed. Okay, shush. We're almost there. We need to be quiet. Everyone else is asleep. Okay, good. We made it. Let's lock the door. What am I doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting naked so I can give you a blowjob. What are you waiting for? You're nervous, are you? Oh God, you are, aren't you? Listen, we don't have to do it if you don't want to. I don't want to pressure you. You do? Well, in that case, I have a little something to help. Here, put this on. It's a blindfold that I was going to use to sleep tonight, but you'll have to trust me. Yeah, that's it. You look really good. And the best part is, now you won't be able to see what I'm doing. You won't see how I touch myself or how I tease you. You won't know what's coming until it happens. But don't worry, I'll tell you. Right now, I'm gonna touch your cock. I'm gonna wrap it up and down. Just slowly. And gently. Don't make a sound. Remember, everyone else is asleep. Oh no, are you going to be loud when I start sucking it? Well, if you are, then I guess you'll just have to bite down on the pillow. I will be careful with my teeth, don't worry. Just hold on tight. Oh, I can tell how much you like that. Your cock feels so good. Perfect. It's thick and smooth, and I want it all over my face. Love the feeling of it on my lips. I love how it gets wet from my mouth. You're leaking pre-cum now. That's so hot. I can tell you're close. I'm gonna give your tip some extra attention. I'm gonna swirl my tongue around your head. Do you like it when I do this? Yeah, I know what you like. Let me just suck it a little bit more. Are you gonna come for me? Yes, do it. Come for me right here in my face. Oh my God, that was a lot. You can take the blindfold off now if you want. Do you enjoy watching how I lick up your cum? Come here. Let's sit down and rest. I think soon we'll be ready for round two.